Last time on House of Annihilation, the crew of the High Havoc gets a frosty awakening as they find that a few square miles of the jungle around them has been turned into a wintry wonderland. Befriending some cold-blooded frogmen, they find navigating the jungle isn't nearly so difficult with some competent help. But quality guides come at a price, as the Grung want the adventurers to aid them in summoning their god, Nang Nang. Do they help the Grung, or jailbreak the heck out of here?
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Liana Cervana, the Elf Beastmaster.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm playing as Cranston Thorne, the Half-Elf Bard.
My name's Alex, and I'll be playing as Horik Jones, the Human Fighter.
I'm Christina, and I'm playing Douglas, the Ganassi Evoker.
I'm Trevor, and I'll be playing Rai Vin Osborn, Half-Elf Barbarian.
I'm Schubert. I'll be playing Ferul of Ferul and Gondolo, Adventurers and Guides Extraordinaire.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to subscribe for more content, rate us on iTunes, and head on over to our Facebook and Twitter. Tell us what you thought. Roll on. A rush of bubbles swarm past the camera, gurgling mutedly in the deep blue. We see that we're underwater, and the darkness of the ocean floor with huge deposits of boulders and spiraling coral is illuminated by a bobbing blue light floating over the shoulder of Douglas as he paddles and kicks gracefully towards a yawning cave opening. Hundreds of brightly colored fish blast out of his path, and crustaceans take to their shells or hidey holes as he moves past. The light begins to illuminate the interior of the cave, and we can see a lone figure sitting cross-legged on the floor of the cave. The figure's long, greenish-blue hair floats around his head like a halo. Douglas settles to the ground in front of the meditating figure.
"Ah, Douglas," he says in Aquan. "I'm glad to see you here."
Now, with the illumination from Douglas's mage light, we see that the person is very old. His features are drawn and creased with worry. That hair that seemed dark and blue at first, we now see is nearly translucent and gray. "I heard your call. Is it almost time?" Douglas asks, taking the old man's arm.
I'm afraid so. I am afraid, my child."
"I am too." The old man closes his eyes sadly.
"This is not our way. My whole life I thought that I would go to sleep and then awaken again, knowing the goodness of my family would keep oblivion at bay."
Douglas's face hardens. "There must be a cause. There must also be a solution. You may go to sleep today, but I will end this corruption, and you shall be among us once again, with your brothers and your ancestors." The old man nods and gives a weak grin. It's a smile of resigned defeat.
"I know you will, my boy. I will wait for you in oblivion. We will be together again."
And the camera pans up, zooming backwards through the water, across a beach, through jungle, past mountains and steaming volcanoes, over the tops of trees in a dark and twisting thorn maze before it comes to stop in front of a massive stone frog with an absurd, toothy smile. At the base of the frog, in the gathering darkness of night, Douglas completes the casting of a spell that caused the surrounding lake to froth and boil. Ahead of him, a golden frog person in a massive headdress stares up at a statue in disbelief.
"No! No, 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 my queen!"
gurgles the frogman in the language of the Grungs.
"My love! My heart! You deny me at the same moment you give me hope for my people! Do not pass back into the spirit lands! Your tadpoles need you! I have strength, but I cannot give back the lives that were taken."
He drops his arms. The magic that had brought the statue to life has ended. Another frog person, this one red-skinned and dressed in ceremonial robes, comes forward to King Groke.
"She is gone, your highness,"
he nods.
"Then we have work to do. We will end this madness ourselves."
And there you are. Liana and Dragonbait, recently freed from the prison of the Grungs, are sneaking their way through camp. Horik and Rai were distracting the Grung guards, and Ferul, Cranston, and Douglas were all at the base of the statue of Nang Nang, doing their best to make this go off without a hitch. You do have the comprehend languages still active, Douglas, and so Crook, the red-skinned priestess, comes over to you.
Thank you for your help. He's going to be on a tirade for a little while. Of course, take the paints, take this ring of jumping. I don't know if you guys want to stay here the night. You're more than welcome to, but there are undead out there in that jungle, so it's up to you.
Cranston knew that these guys were trying to perform this jailbreak, so if he senses that his job here is done at this point, it seems like it, then he'll sneak away back over in the direction he knew these guys were doing there.
Okay.
They're whatever.
Douglas and Frule, are you guys going to try and peel off with him? Do you want to try to fade into the crowd kind of thing?
Yeah, that's more like my style.
I'll have you guys just give me a deception or performance or something that you think would aid you in just kind of peeling away from the ground, getting their attention off of you and back onto the king.
23. Oh, I'm so exhausted after performing that ritual, and I leave.
You just shrug and wander off. That was neat. Good show, everybody.
Not every day you see a god.
Douglas got a 15.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to do the same thing, except I'm going to go, and do the stretching motion, because that's all they can understand out of me.
You see some grung nod and kind of gesture towards you guys. They're like,
Lee is going to try to get this guy out of here, though.
So Dragonbait, as you guys are walking past some of the huts towards where you remember one of the entrances into the maze was, stops, grabs your arm for a sec, points at your sword, points at himself, and then points at one of the other huts.
You want me to kill that hut?
He shakes his head, no, and then points at his belt.
Oh, his sword's in the hut.
Makes a sword.
Is your sword in the hut?
He nods, yes.
Boy.
Is it really that important?
He nods, yes, emphatically.
All right. I tell him to wait there, and I'm going to walk up to it and take a look around the hut, and then at that point maybe listen and see if there's someone inside.
Perception.
15.
You hear the sound of snoring within. Some gurgly, ribbity snoring.
Okay. I usher over... Dragonbait.
Okay, he comes over.
All right, and I'm like, how stealthy are you? Do you think you'd be able to get in there? There's someone inside. All right. I'm not bad at it, so let's... I'll try sneaking in.
Gives you a thumbs up.
Cool. What does it look like?
The hut?
No, the sword. I ask him, what length?
He holds his hands out at about 4.5 feet.
Ooh.
It's a big sword.
What the hell?
And
that's huge.
And he gives you an okay sign.
And it's not okay.
and like a Adam Sandler movie, you can do it. Thumbs up.
Here comes my shenanigans again. I guess I'll try the door.
Okay.
Is it unlocked?
It is unlocked. It's just a wicker hut.
Okay.
You go ahead and roll a stealth as you try and sneak in.
21.
Nice.
You get inside there, you can see that on the ground, there are 4 child-sized grungs sleeping in a big huddle.
Oh, so is there no adults here?
It doesn't look like it, no.
Okay.
And on the other side of the room, there is a big leather bundle about the size that Dragonbait was indicating.
Okay. I'm going to try to pick up the whole bundle. I figured rooting through there is not going to be my best option.
Perfect, yeah. You you grab it and you're able to sneak back out with it.
Nice.
Horik and
stealing candy
Rye.
From a baby.
Or a sword from an armory.
Swords from children.
I think Horik's going to keep watch.
Those two grungs have come back with those spears that you sent them for.
Sweet. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Perfect.
And they're like, more game? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ribbit.
Absolutely.
Rather than making this a physical check, because we could do a million of those and you'd probably win, this is more about keeping them busy. So persuasion, deception... What are you going to do to keep them occupied for a few minutes while Dragonbait gets out?
My plan was to wind up to throw the spear and then to faint sneeze and throw the spear off in another direction.
Okay.
Read my mind.
Okay. It would be a deception.
All right.
To faint, basically. F-E-I-N-T.
Oh, that's not good. Probably should have just stuck to throwing it really far.
Throw it on top of a hut or something.
Rye goes to wind up and sort of pretends he's got a tickle on his nose. 21.
21, you're good. So the spear... the massive sneeze.
The spear goes flying off to the left. Both of the grungs are like, are you serious?
Rai says, oh, sorry for sneezing them. Go get it.
You're going to point at them to go get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Intimidation.
10.
Oric, are you going to aid his intimidation?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, give me a roll.
18.
All right. That seems good enough.
Yes.
So the two of you kind of muscle up and you're like, go get the spear. Pointing over in that direction. The grungs kind of squint at you. They've got this expression on their face like, oh, this is getting old.
This is no longer a game.
Tell us about it.
And one of them walks off to get the spear, disappearing behind a hut. The other one stands there with his hands on his hips, waiting, looking at you.
There's a couple more spears left, right?
There are.
Pork grabs a spear and throws it in the opposite direction of where the last one went.
Okay, make a deception with a disadvantage. Yeah, the grung sees you do this and is like, oh, what?
7.
He looks at you and is like, no, this is okay. I see what's going on here. And his chest suddenly puffs up really huge.
Uh-oh.
With this sack of air. And he lets out a
damn it.
Ribbit.
I wanted to grab his lips.
And he is raising an alarm.
Hort grabs another one of the spears and tries to like wind him with the blunt end of it.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack roll.
18.
18 definitely hits. Still roll your damage, so it's if you're treating it as a quarterstaff, I think it's a d6 plus your strength.
What?
9.
You clonk him across the head, he falls back unconscious.
Nice. Okay. Let's scoot.
Get the fuck out of here.
We'll switch back over to Dragonbait and Liana. So you pass him the bundle. He has this like wave of relief. You can smell this lemony, woody scent come off of him.
Oh, yeah, I always forget he like expresses emotion through smell.
He unwraps the bundle and pulls out what is easily like the most beautiful sword you have ever seen. It's got this high polished sheen on it. The hilt is encrusted with ivory and animal antler and stuff like that. It just looks like it's got to be dwarven or elven made. It looks fantastic. And he indicates that, yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's get out of here. You guys are going to have to find an opening in the maze in order to get through the wall into the maze and then out through the other side.
Do we? Or can we just crash through it with a fucking Triceratops?
Triceratops is outside. How are you going to talk to him?
That's true.
They have a connection. You
can do a Triceratops call.
We just kind of know like what each other are thinking.
I can also send telepathic messages.
You can send telepathic messages?
Wait, like actually?
Yeah.
I mean, so can I.
Yeah, whatever, man. If it comes up is all I mean.
You guys get to the wall and Douglas, Cranston, and Farul meet up with Liana and Dragonbait. Searching along the side, go ahead and roll a perception to try and find the door.
Can we all do that?
Yep, you can all be looking.
5.
Ooh, 5 is not enough.
Cranston got 18.
18 is good enough. You find a secret side door.
Oh, good.
it's just this like opening in the vines and thorns that is like just enough for you to kind of hold to the side that you guys are able to sneak through. You guys are piling through into the maze and you look behind you and you realize that Horik and Rai are nowhere to be seen. Cranston, are you sending them that message or are you just hoping that they find you?
I need to either be able to see them or have a very good idea of where they are. So, like, if I know they're behind a wall, I can send a message there. If I heard from the alarm,
yeah, you would have heard it.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So, yeah, I can send a whispered message that only they can hear, and they can whisper back that only I can hear. And I basically just say, "Get your butts over here,"
with some clear directions as to
where to direct.
Who said that?
All right, so they bolt over to you. You guys are now together, bursting through into the thorn maze. And, well, it's a maze. You'll have to get your way out.
Is it mostly vines?
It's like a big thorn bush that you could see. When you were on the outside of this, you could tell that it was constantly shifting.
All right, I'm going to try taking a swing at it with my short sword and see if we can actually just cut our way through.
Okay. You hack away at some of the thorns, mm-hmm. and you cut a little chunk out of it, but with the way that the thorns like regrow and shift, it kind of almost like you cut it back and then some of it kind of like expands or bounces so back out.
Doing
into
that
space.
Made it worse. All right.
Dragonbait waves at those of you who he hasn't met yet.
Oh, hi.
Ferul, this is not a good time for introduction.
Ferul of Ferul and Gondola, and we are the leaders of this party. Welcome. We established that in episode 4.
Does he have his cool sword out?
Leaky doesn't care enough to argue and just keeps running.
He does have his cool sword out.
All right, I make a note of that.
Okay.
nice.
You guys can smell coming off of him violets and tar.
I've never met this guy before. Yeah. Can I do a knowledge check?
Sure.
What is it?
A nature.
Nature, hmm. Probably not, but it's worth a try. Maybe I heard about him in a weird song.
Yeah.
Nope, I got it too.
He got some weird funk, yo.
13.
13 nature?
Yeah.
You know that he's a Sariel. They can't form a herd language with their mouths. So instead they communicate using like scent. Aside from his, he is able to write and sign and right. stuff like that, but that's kind of the best he can do for non-Sariels. Ferul, you had a question?
Yeah, what is he dressed like?
He's actually dressed kind of warm. For a jungle, he's got like a fur collar and a cloak and a green tunic. He looks kind of like a duckbill platypus kind of dinosaur, one of those duckbill dinosaurs with the with the ridge on top. Green skin, scaly, and he's got a big sweet sword. Nice. In order to get through this maze, you guys are going to have to navigate your way through, make a survival check, and then we roll on a random encounter table.
Oh, good.
14.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a d20.
That's a 2.
The maze seems quiet. In the distance on the other side, you can hear those grungs responding to the alarm, starting to mobilize, and starting to come a little closer to the maze walls. Does anybody else want to give this give a shot at the survival check?
I'm doing a pretty good job, but if any of you guys want to take the lead.
24.
Nice.
Rye has a 24.
Natural 20, yo.
Give me a d20 for your potential random encounter.
7.
Oh, it's still quiet. You guys think you might just make it out of here.
Sweet.
Keep pushing forward, everybody.
Give me another survival check.
All right, this is when it's going to count.
All right, then I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't let him.
Okay, I'm going to... I don't know if I would give Ferul Bardic inspiration, though.
What if Ferul went up to Cranston and he specifically asked him to drop him a fat beat?
All right.
Could he really deny him that?
Ryan, can you just roll us another...
really nice.
Roll what?
Can you just roll us another survival?
So Ry's rolling another survival.
19.
We need to get out of here.
Okay. Give me a d20 for your random counter and pass me one of those chocolate chip cookies.
For a +2 on the roll?
For a +2 on the roll. Actually, a -2 on this roll. This is your random counter check.
A -2 on this roll?
Yeah.
So I got a 1.
Oh, you guys are okay so far.
Yay! How many more cookies do we got?
Okay. We're going to need some more survival checks. You can tell that you're making progress, but you still got a little ways to go to find your way out.
21. Nice.
Oh, okay. There's another success. Give me a d20 roll.
I think I want to roll low on this.
Yeah.
10?
10.
10! Take all the cookies!
Leanna?
Yes?
Your cougar, his ears perk up, and he hears...
What is it, town?
And you start to hear the padding of foot pads behind you as some grungs start to come around the corner behind you.
I draw my bow.
Yep.
But I don't actually fire. I'm just holding it up and being like, I don't want to hurt you.
Make an intimidation.
15.
They slow down. They're drawing their own short bows, pointing them back at you and taking a little bit of cover. You're kind of backpedaling away from them.
Yeah.
Then you manage to get around the next corner.
I do have a plan. After I pass the corner, mm-hmm. I take out my short swords and I just start cutting vines all around.
You're trying to make the vine maze grow in on them?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It starts to grow in. Closing a little bit. Go ahead, someone, and give me another survival check. You guys are making progress.
12.
Horik's like,
Horik, what the hell are you doing?
Guys, I'm sure it's this way. He turns you around a corner, and you can see from another angle the grungs trying to get to where you were. You somehow doubled back a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Navigating mazes is a lot different than navigating 14. High seas.
Okay, give me a d20 roll, Trevor.
Come on, low numbers. 9.
You managed to crisscross the path that you went before, keeping out of the way of those grungs. You are pretty confident you're getting closer to the edge of the thorn maze. Give me another survival.
I practically know my way around this whole thing.
Good old one.
Nat one.
Is that a five?
Yeah.
The man who spoke too soon.
Guys, this way. I know exactly where I'm going.
Roll a
d20. Pretty sure I can. Okay. Well, that's cool.
19.
That goes our hot streak.
Couldn't have happened at a more like the best moment.
Make a perception check.
Oh, goody.
Oh, 17.
You skid to a stop right before you go head over heels into a giant covered pit.
Whoa.
You can just see the spikes of the sharpened stakes sticking through this foliage on the ground, and you whip your hands out, stop people from running past you into the pit. You better try again, because that was a sad effort.
All right, have another bardic inspiration. Do it right this time, please.
19.
Okay. Give me that d20 roll for the random counter.
8.
Very nice. Okay, give me another survival.
I got this, you guys. Totally won't roll a 1 here.
Believe it, the rule.
5.
It's okay.
Give me a d20 for the random counter.
Random encounter.
Reading cookies.
Random encounter.
17.
Ferul spots a little bit of an opening, and he sees this like leathery sort of skin that he's pretty sure is Zongo.
Yeah.
He's like, guys, it's this way. Zongo's right there. You guys whip around the corner, and you come head to head with 1d6 zombies.
Guys, there's up to 6 of them.
No less than 1.
There's actually 5 of them. And then you can see the way that the thorns and tangles are ripped away at them. It looks like probably these zombies have wandered their way in.
I believe Rye would see this and be like, I'm going to survival in another direction. Try and lead us away from the zombies rather than trying to engage with them.
Yeah, if you pull a quick enough whip around, and Frul, you were the one leading them. So I'm going to get you to make a dexterity saving throw.
You got this, Frul.
12.
Oh, that's exactly the DC that I came up with. The zombies try to snatch out and grab you. And
then they realize Ferul doesn't have any brains, so they wander off.
Ferul just walks sadly.
It's okay, Ferul. They won't hurt you.
Nobody likes me, not even zombies. Okay, who's giving me our next survival check? You guys are so close. You need 2 more successes.
17.
Nice.
You got it. Give me a d20 roll for your random.
6.
Nice. You're good at this.
Man, you guys are doing great. Give me that last survival check. You're going to make it out.
I got 1.
Give me another random encounter roll.
17.
Another group of zombies. These ones are decidedly different. they're lurching straight towards you.
Ferul says, charge! And he runs into the, straight.
I was going to okay.
Make an acrobatics check as you run through them. Ferul's trying to, deke and dodge through them.
How many are there?
This group, there is just 1, actually.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna run right into the one zombie.
He's gonna try and stay standing as you barrel into him.
He takes you into a warm embrace.
Yeah, and then we just hug each other.
Like old friends.
And then it turns out we just get along.
So you slam right into his chest, and you fall backwards.
And I fall.
You fall backwards.
I'll pick up Ferul as I run past the zombie.
Okay. I'll get you to roll an acrobatics, Rye, to run past the zombie.
8. I rolled a 2.
You're trying to pull Ferul up off the ground, and he's pulling back against you. help me up!
Douglas wants to cast Burning Hands on the ones. Zombie.
Yeah, as Douglas should want to do.
13.
13 is a DC?
Mm-hmm.
It fails. How much damage?
14.
14 damage?
Yeah.
You blast a good half chunk of his torso away.
Whoa.
He's still standing because he's a done dead zombie.
Yeah.
In doing so, you got close enough to him to get a good look as the light ignited around him. And you see on its forehead is a blue triangle. Korik, you're behind Douglas, so why don't you give her a shot?
Yeah, I'm going to take a swing at this partial zombie that's left over.
Yeah.
17 to hit.
Hits.
6 bludgeoning.
It gets smashed.
All right, guys, go.
Come on, Rye. Let's get us out of this maze, man.
19.
Rye finally sees this opening in the side of the maze, pulls you guys through it. You all get out. You're back out into the jungle. The maze behind you starts to close up the opening that you just came through.
Whew, I knew I could lead us out of there.
Frul, get,
Where have you been?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's way
too late. Oh, you were... We've been hellin' back, my friend.
You left me out here for that long.
Gondolo runs up and starts slapping Farul around the legs and torso.
Stop it! I'm a real adventurer
now! Do you know how scary it is out here? Me and Zongo have been terrified sick. All of you, how dare you abandon us out there?
I pick up Gondolo and I take him to the cart. And I'm like, I'm sorry we lost you.
I'm
hugging him real tight.
Ridiculous.
All right, group hug everybody.
It's okay, Gondolo.
We all go in and hug Gondolo.
I don't even want to hear about it. I want out of this jungle. There's undead out here. There's dinosaurs out here. It's okay.
He seems to calm down a bit. He starts to comfort eat. You can see that over the course of the day, he has eaten far more rations than he should have for a 6 hours being alone.
New rule, no more leaving Gondolo alone.
He's starting to comfort eat, and he doesn't even notice you have a new companion with you.
I take the food out of his hand and I put it back in the pack, and then I start ushering him.
I just really don't like the jungle. This is not what I signed up for.
Yes, it is.
This is exactly what you signed up for.
No, I'm supposed to get treasure. There's not supposed to be so much danger.
We got treasure.
We did get treasure. His name is Douglas.
Aw.
Hi.
Oh, I was going to say...
Can you stop messing with me?
Yeah, and Dragonbait.
Oh, and look at Dragonbait's sword.
Do I get the sword?
No.
Then I'm done. I want it. Seriously, Farul, I want to go back to Port Manzaru. This is too much, man.
I think we all want to go back, right?
We will need a refund then.
Well,
I think we all want to go back.
No.
No.
No. But first, we need to get a sweet treasure. Because that's why we came over here.
I think we're doing just fine grifting. Let's just take somebody else out and like leave them after a day.
Come on, Gondolo. One last score.
For old time's sake.
Yeah. Come on, Gondolo, one last grift. We can do this.
Here, let's take a look at that treasure map again. We might even be close.
Make a survival check on the treasure map.
And as I'm doing this, I take out my pen. I'm like, okay, we're here. Yeah. Oh, shit. 3.
You are really not sure.
We're here. Wait.
Can I take a look at that?
I think I'm holding it upside down.
Rye looks over Liani's shoulder and sees that Liani's holding the map backwards.
Yeah. She's looking at
backwards.
She's looking at the notes on the back.
Yeah, the back side of the map. Like, I don't remember so many words in the jungle.
Okay, go ahead and roll your survival.
I didn't see any
We're
words.
Here near legend.
21.
You know that Needle's Bones is probably like 5-6 days to the northeast.
We're going south, though.
Yeah. Dragonbait looks over your shoulder, takes a look at the map, points at it, and...
Yep, that's a map.
And
a map.
Asks for a pen.
I give Dragon...
You pass him some quill and ink. He starts to jot down a note. Show me where you saw the winter.
That's easy. We can just mark that on the
Do page. A circle.
Okay, so you point that out to him. He thinks for a bit, breathes a sigh of relief. He writes down, I have to go there. My friend is lost there. You guys don't have to come. Thank you for freeing me. What are you doing out here, though?
Yeah, we're trying to find a cure for the plague that's happening right now.
Or its source, at very least.
Dragonbait looks really surprised at that, actually. He thinks again for another minute and then draws a circle on the far west end, straight due west of you, probably about 10 or 15 days travel, encircles it and writes, Oralunga. He writes then another note for you. There's an oracle here. She knows everything there is to know about the jungle. I heard from a guide that was with us before she passed away that this is where they wanted to take us, but I have to find my friend before I go there.
I ask him what he was doing out here.
He writes, my friend is on a quest and I'm there to support him.
Are you a guide as well?
I'm not a guide, no.
Because we could use new ones. The qualifications aren't very high.
I don't think I can do much better, to be honest.
Would your friend be interested in our quest?
I don't know. It's like a personal matter.
Did your friend cause the winter?
He gets a strong scent of roses off of him, and he nods his head sadly.
Intentionally or not?
He shrugs.
Rye believes that we should just go to this oracle, and if we're destined to meet up with this person again, we will meet up with them at the oracle.
It's weeks away, though. We could go straight to Needle's Bones from where we are. It would only take us 4 to 5 days. We'd get a dragon hoard kind of treasure easily. without, you know, much struggle, and then we'd go back to Port Nyanzaru and spend it all.
Honestly, I'm way more interested in the treasure and back to Port Nyanzaru. Yeah. I don't know what this oracle business is. I don't know what this curse business is. I don't think it's my business, really. And I think we're drastically underpaid for that sort of work.
Yeah. Horik does a little bup, and tries for a small lie.
Okay.
It looks like Needle's Bones is on the way.
No, it does not. I can clearly see that.
Hey.
We just...
You said it was northwest, didn't you?
We just established
so that. Needle's Bones is northeast.
Oh, sorry.
4 or 5 days, and Orlunga is west. About 15.
So like the opposite direction, yeah.
You are the worst navigator I have ever met in my life.
It's hard with all this land.
Fair enough.
In the way. I'm sorry. Used to just a compass and blue.
Right. Water changes, shifts. I get it.
At this point, you guys hear a rustling from the thorn maze.
Yeah.
And
we should leave.
A single blue-skinned grung comes out and makes like a hands up, please don't shoot me sign, and comes over to you. This is one of the shaman's acolytes. It burbles and croaks at you for a little while, and then starts pointing in a southerly direction.
What do we know that's south?
The only thing you knew when you were just entering the jungle, you were generally headed south.
Frul brings the grung the map, and he shows him, and he's like, point.
The grung looks at it for a little bit, sort of inspects it, takes the pen, and about 8 days south of where you are now, circles a little area and draws a snake on top of a pyramid.
House of Bob is sponsored by Ian at Bowen Island Beers. The music in this episode, including Twisted, Despair and Triumph, Mystery Bazaar, Iron Horse, Lightless Dawn, Disquiet, Tecopia, and Brittle Rill, was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Oh, weird.
Oh, weird.
Oh, weird.